Josh, would you like to do the "and we're back" honors this time?
I can't believe you described us as dorks before.
I think it's a fair...
We so are. I was going to make a Planck's Constant joke, but you cut off the DVD.
It's a shame that I did. All right, we are back. This is week...
I'm more of a geek than a dork.
Seven.
I just would like
fair
to
enough.
Clarify that.
Fair enough.
Can we talk about Star Trek on this DVD?
I think we should not. Okay. Week seven, you should be on the scene selection page, and we are going to hit play right now.
I can mention we're very excited that when Battlestar Galactica is going to come back.
That we're excited about.
Can I take credit for getting you into Battlestar Galactica?
Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Here we are, week seven. Of course, listening to the Mahone.
Again, you see a lot of... We did try to get a lot of pictures, particularly of Tsad Bet kids. We felt we were a little short, as always, of the footage of our Tsad Betters, so we tried to get some good Tsad Bet pictures here into these photo montages. Look at some of these enterprises. They're just great. Again, the pictures are just, you know, there's so much great stuff that happens, and even with all the video footage that we have, and we have about, this year we had about 60 to 70 hours of footage that, you know, I went through to boil down to this DVD. There's still so much other great stuff that's happening, and I liked including the pictures this year to just show more kids and show more stuff that was happening. We try,
and then also,
very hard to get everybody into the video.
Sometimes there's stuff that we have pictures of, we just can't have the video camera. We have more pictures being taken than
video.
Right,
right. Or like, you know, something... Like the Nevenim clipboard ceremony, we had some still pictures of that from earlier in the summer. There wasn't a camera there. It was night. You wouldn't have gotten good footage anyway, but I was glad to be able to throw a couple pictures in back in week whatever two or whenever that was.
This looks like a fun something or other that's going on.
Solely
here.
Blood, I think it is.
One of the questions I always have watching this is, if somebody didn't go to camp, would they just think we're all totally insane? Probably so.
Well, you know, I think if you went to another, even if you went to another camp,
right.
there are camp
right.
people and there are not camp people.
That's true.
I think that people who don't go to camp, I think they just don't get. They just don't get it. So, yeah.
It's not an easy thing to understand if you've never seen a camp
right.
in action.
Right.
That's true.
But so many camps are very, you know, there's a lot about Jewish camp, you know, particularly amongst like the Ramah camps, but even other camps, you know, that there are some sort of similarities to the sort of the experience of at least what it sort of looks like, what it feels like.
Are you trying to say that Camp Ramah is just like everywhere else?
No, I'm just saying that there are some general, I think that there, you know, that
yeah,
there
I mean,
are some
camp
aspects
is general.
Of a camp experience that you can sort of understand, you can get. Obviously, you know, some camps are inferior to our camp.
That is clear.
Even
although
some camps Ramah.
We don't want to get
you
into
like my
that was good. Smichut.
My smichut, right? I was looking for the word.
This is a fun pula going on here with Shofim. Everybody having a good time as always in Omanut. This part of the song never made any sense to me.
This is my favorite part of the song. I love the Lolidaru. I don't know the words, obviously. I'm not even sure if there are words.
There must be some kind of words. Maybe not.
I suppose. This is my favorite part. This, the bridge, I believe we call it in the business.
Yes.
The music business that I am in.
That you are clearly in.
Because nobody is more musical than I.
This was a great day.
Yeah, great.
Yom UPS. I just want to say, behind the scenes here, It was. Somebody bet
just,
me.
Go ahead.
Somebody bet me that we could not do a great Yom UPS. And a couple of
that would not be me.
Couple of Illinois counselors and I got together, and
that's
it was
great.
And just they just planned a great, great day. It was a lot of fun. I wasn't there, mind you, but I'm here. It was a lot of fun.
But you were involved in the planning.
In the planning. That's right.
Yes, I believe I was at the Hamalah meeting when we realized that the. The part of the day that you were supposed to intro, you would not actually be able to do that because
yes.
you were not going to be
yes,
able to.
Yes, I think what happened was it was the same day as Berkshire's.
Right.
And which is what we're now watching, of course, the pep rally of Berkshire's. Tough year at Berkshire's this year for a lot of our teams.
Yeah.
I know that people get very worked up about the winning and losing, but as always...
Nobody gets more worked up than you and I.
That's right. Josh and I keep a very long-running tally of all the games. But as always,
tattooed on my arm.
That's right. But as always, it was a lot of fun, and our teams did show a lot of good sportsmanship.
That's great. It's a great program. But I am annoyed that we spent a lot of money on Kishonia, and we didn't win all those. We didn't win all those sports.
Right, we did not win softball. We did not win.
Who's to blame for that?
I think it's the coach. You gotta say it's the coaching.
It's not the campers. It's not the campers.
You should never blame campers.
So it's the coach. It's not the Kishonia coaches, but
no.
Like
I think our Berkshire's coaches. Maybe it's Jen Stern's fault.
So we're gonna call for the summary resignation of all the Berkshire's coaches. And then
we did win soccer, though.
We won a lot of things. It wasn't a rout, but I think did we lose the overall number?
I think
number?
It was in rout like territory. Yeah, I don't think it was even that close.
It wasn't?
No.
I don't even know. No. Email us to...
Yeah, if you remember, which I'm sure many of you do.
It wasn't a sweep again.
It was not a sweep. It was not a sweep.
But, you know, I thought it was a 6-5.
Well, you know, as in every year, there's somewhat of a debate over what exactly we count in
right,
that score.
Like, right,
so, for
like
example, dance, which we were watching right there, do we count that since our dance is always better?
A lot better. And here we're back at Bogota. And here's one of the few Chirons, one of the few little labels there that did get added in. I did want people to know, like, when you got to the Boca Chief section, that's what that was, as opposed to just more random footage. And this, by the way, this chocolate monstrosity that Jason baked. God bless Jason. You know, I'm walking around, and you know, there were each tzad had three prakim of a Boker Tzvi, but because Tzadal started earlier, there was four prakim total. Everybody with me so far? So I'm walking around after the third paragraph, and I see Jason Fruit Handler walking away from the staff lounge where he had been running one of the cooking options. And I said, Jason, don't you have a fourth Mutsreef coming to you? And he was shocked. He just assumed that because he was a Tzadal Rosh, he only had Tzadal Aleph bunks. And so, again, the good man, he sort of ran back to his room, grabbed whatever sort of candy ingredients he had, and sort of made on the spot that sort of, it was like a brownie with, like, marshmallows and candy bars and all sorts of other stuff.
It was really, it's really good for you. I think it's recommended by the American Dental Association.
And I think he got the idea from one of the stories I always tell about the founding of the It's a Good Life food, because when my apartment started, I believe its origin was that it was sort of like a bachelor's sort of food, like, you know, pretend for 10-year-olds, but so one of the activities I remember Mike doing was just baking in like a brownie mix all sorts of crazy candies because, you know, a bachelor doesn't know how to cook. He'll just throw whatever is at home in a pot or whatever in the oven. So I have told that story to Jason many times, and I think he sort of took that to a whole new level with that s'more
with that,
brownie.
And Jason is not a bachelor, which is an interesting thing to note. He is.
He actually is a good chef. He makes that good lasagna that he makes a lot.
That's right, which is that might be all he makes.
Yeah, right, that's true. I really can. He makes lasagna and he makes that candy loaf.
Yeah, that's right. Jason, if you're listening, send us an email. Let us know if you make anything else. We'd be interested to hear.
Not an email. Actually make something. And then,
send
it to us. Or, you know, in the middle of the summer, you know, after maybe if there's a lunch that's not quite up to snuff, I would welcome.
Now, it's interesting, you know, mostly with the sports, the person has to be successful, but you've noticed there's been a bunch of shots of archery where people are missing
their target. There is one shot.
I know. Here it is right here.
No, it is. Yeah, there you go.
He's very excited, as he should be, the only one we saw. And that, my friends, is the penultimate week.
That's it. That was it. We're now on to week 8. But luckily, because we have week 8, and then we have the closing pictures, then we have the outtakes, so we do still have a little bit of video yearbook left. Maybe the best.
All right. We'll find out. We'll see you in a minute.